Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's go on to another case that is making a lot of headlines. Colin Gray is now sitting in a Georgia courtroom facing 29 counts, including second-degree murder, because prosecutors say he handed his mentally deteriorating 14-year-old son an AR-style rifle as a Christmas present. After what the state describes as a years-long parade of warning signs he allegedly refused to act on. You know, like making collages on your wall of other school shooters. You know, like one may have posters up of, here's how bad I am.
Here comes an 80s reference, everybody.
I know what would be back in the day would be like for people would be everything from like Britney Spears to Backstreet Boys to NSYNC to Destiny's Child. That would be, you know, the 90s. I don't know what it would be today. Whatever that would be. Nobody in their right mind was putting up tributes to school shooters unless you yourself, you were a school shooter. This is the second major trial in the U.S. testing whether parents can be held criminally responsible when their children carry out school shootings, and the prosecution's case against Colin Gray may be even more damning than what we saw with the Crumbleys in Michigan. Former prosecutor Eric Faddis is here to break down every element of the state's case, dismantle the defense's strategy, and explain why the evidence trail that Colin Gray allegedly left behind could actually bury him. Eric, prosecutors have opened by saying this isn't about holding parents accountable for what their kids do. It's about what Colin Gray specifically did. It's not an across-the-board damnation for every parent that discovers they have a monster child that did something. The state alleges he was warned by the FBI, by law enforcement, by child welfare officials that his son was a potential threat. And his response was to buy him an Sig Sauer AR-15 style M400 for Christmas. From the prosecutor's perspective, how do you even begin to defend that sort of sequence of events?
You know, I think you really highlight in detail all of the red flags, the numerous indications that the prosecution says Colin Gray had about how dangerous his son was and what his son was capable of. And I think you really go in painstaking detail. And I've even, in closing arguments, I've seen someone, they had like a not a pincushion, but something into which you can put these little pointed red flags. And they put them there, and they compiled something like 25 red flags. Yeah. And this was a different case. But I'm just saying that approach to showing, hey, it wasn't one red flag. It wasn't two things. It was a series of events over a long period of time. And any reasonable person should have seen the writing on the wall.
This is going to change everything for parenting. You know, at some point, parents are going to be responsible for everything that their kids do. And some kids are not controllable. So this just puts us into such a gray area. This controllable. You don't hand your child, you know, a mentally deteriorating child, an AR-style weapon or a weapon in general. But what happens if your kid supplies alcohol that you gave to your kid and then somebody goes and drives drunk? I mean, it starts this cascade of events, doesn't it?
I think there's a very real concern about that. You know, in America, we have this school shooting problem, and it's horrendous, and it's not getting much better. And so I think that the legal system is reaching for options that it might have that it thinks might act as a deterrent. We saw the crumbliest parents being prosecuted in Michigan. Now we have Colin Gray. But there's certainly a risk as to how far can that go, and where does sort of fairness end and punitive measures take over, and is that really what we want?
Let's walk through the warning signs the prosecution laid out, because the timeline is staggering. In 2021, Colt allegedly searched How to Kill Your Dad on a school computer, you know, like you do. In May of 23, according to prosecutors, the FBI flagged online threats tied to Colt about a school shooting then. So the threats were coming, and investigators told Colin to restrict gun access. 7 months later, he allegedly gives his son a rifle for Christmas with accessories. Yeah, because, you know, you can't just have the gun. You got to get all the add-ons. Then in August of 24, prosecutors say Colt texts his father, "Whenever something happens, just know the blood is on your hands." This is the person that is off the rails already, telling someone, "I'm off the rails and you're giving me the weaponry to make life even worse." Now, obviously, he does have his own set of choices to make, but he's screaming at you that I'm not capable of making rational choices, basically. Separately, asked him to buy 150 rounds of ammo. So it's your responsibility. Give me some bullets. Dad does it. I mean, as someone who's prosecuted cases, how many of these red flags would you need before a reasonable person acts? And how many did Colin Gray allegedly blow past here? It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly some indications that most parents would look at and say, oh, gosh, not only is this concerning, not only should we consider some intervention, but we also got to consider some protective measures, like what was allegedly recommended, that the child be restrained from any firearms. You don't then go get the kid a firearm. Like, you know, I think that those red flags are certainly mounting in this case, and that's what the prosecution's going to use to show, hey, this dad disregarded a substantial and unjustifiable risk that this would happen. He provided the child with the opportunity to carry this out and the mechanism by which the child did so. And those are certainly critical elements.
The defense is arguing that Colin led a double life and hid his intentions from his father. It was all behind the curtain, which is bullshit. The hidden phone shows the notes on the hidden phone show he was planning the attack for February 25 to coincide with the Parkland anniversary. And Colin had no way of knowing. Okay, so maybe there's one little element you didn't have. But prosecutors revealed that Colt allegedly had a shrine to Nicholas Cruz in his bedroom, and Colt's mother was allegedly aware of his attempts to contact the Parkland shooter in prison, even sent him money, and the defense itself argues she never warned Colin. So, how, I mean, the signs are there. Maybe he didn't have the exact date. The kid's saying, you know, it's going to be your fault when I do it. Can I have some money for bullets, Dad? I mean, so how does the defense simultaneously say Colin didn't know while the evidence shows the obsession was visible inside the home he controlled?
You know, all fair points. I think the defense is going to argue that, hey, parenting is hard, and just birthing a non-troubled child is hard.
No shit.
Right? I just said that. No shit.
And you know, and when you have a child who is troubled, and you're a parent, like, what exactly are your options? You can't just keep, you know, lock the child in his room forever. And you know, I think the defense is probably going to say there are some things the dad did do to try to nurture and protect us.
He didn't have to keep the kid locked. He just didn't have to buy him guns and bullets and accessories. Like, he could have kept the door unlocked. He could have just been like, I'm not feeding the machine. I'm not feeding this little monster over here. But instead, he's like, what's the worst possible shit I can put into this machine? Let me give that to him. For some reason, the machinery working in the mind of Colin Gray, while the fire is already burning strong and taking over the brain of his son, clearly, he decides, you know what? Let's get some more gasoline and pour that on. Is there any other accelerants we can find nearby? Let's do, like, everything other than water. Let's put on this. And then let's throw a couple M80s and dynamite in there, you know, just for good fucking measure. I mean, that's exactly what he did. And then to be like, oh, don't I know, parenting's hard. No, I think like breathing and living might actually be hard for you because your mind seems to work in this bizarro path that's the opposite of reality.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's the last thing you would want to do is give a volatile, unstable, potentially violent child a gun.
Yeah.
So when they're apparently worshiping a prior school shooter, you know, I think this is going to be these trials are going to be a message to parents like, hey, you don't have to be perfect. You might not even have to be good under the law, but you can't be complicit in a horribly violent act and provide the instrument that your child uses to do that. I think that's really the message the prosecution is trying to send.
And there's a difference here between the Crumblies in this case. And I think that's it's a big distinction because people are like, well, it's another one where the parents are being charged. Yes, but this is different. And this is why it matters, because this is another precedent setting case. The Crumblies set it in one lane. This is another lane because it's a different charge that's going on here. So we have the Crumblies, that one in Michigan, where both parents, they were convicted of involuntary manslaughter and both sentenced to 10 to 15 years. Colin Gray is facing second-degree murder charges, not manslaughter, which is a big difference. The legal theory here is that providing the weapon constitutes cruelty to children, and under Georgia law, causing a child's death through cruelty to children qualifies as second-degree murder. So is this a stronger or weaker legal framework than what was used against the Crumblies, and does the charge elevation change the calculus for the jury at the end of the day?
You know, I was reading the Georgia statute before we went on the air today, and I think that charge is weaker. I'm not sure that, you know, there might be kind of a logical disconnect between a firearm and cruelty to children. You're not, you know, menacing the child with the firearm. You're not pistol whipping the child. You're not shooting the child. You're providing a child with something. While it might be irresponsible, is that the same thing as cruelty? And then the second piece is, can they prove the causation element? You know, they're going to have to prove that the dad was a substantial factor in causing the deaths of these four people in this school shooting. And defense is going to say, hey, wait a sec, I'll tell you who the main cause is. And it's this troubled kiddo who pulled the trigger.
Wow. Can
you show causation by inaction? Because you have action here, but you also have inaction at the same time. You have the action of buying the weapons and arming your kid. And then you also have the inaction of not parenting, of not playing your role as a parent, of stopping any of this, stopping your kid from the posters of the school shooters when he's warning you he's going to go do this shit, that it's your fault. I mean, you have both going on. You have just pure enablement, and then stand back and watch it burn is basically what went on here.
Yeah, usually you can actions and omissions or inaction can be a factual component of causation. You know, what did this person do? What did they not do? Now, typically just holding off and not taking action, that'd be a very weak causation argument. But here, like you said, you kind of have both supplying the firearm and then also not following up, you know, not intervening when they had knowledge that something really horrible could happen. You know, if something happens, there's going to be blood on your hands, Dad. I think any dad would be like, whoa, what the hell do you mean? Like, we need to get a doctor involved. We need, I don't know, possibly the police, a mental health professional. And it seems like none of those actions were taken. Did that substantially contribute to what happened? Prosecution is definitely going to say it did.
So yeah. Is that why they haven't charged the mom? Because she didn't give the gun? That they're focusing mainly on this gun as being this huge facet of this case, and that's why mom has not been charged?
I think that that's a critical element, and whereas the mom kind of might be cast as an irresponsible parent who should have known more and should have done more, she did not take that overt step that really, you know, enmeshes the father in this subsequent tragedy that happened at the school.
Wow.
Colin Gray is facing up to 180 years if convicted on all 29 counts. 25 witnesses testified on day two alone, including roughly 20 juvenile students who described being shot, seeing blood, and fearing they would die, all while sitting literally feet away from the defendant. With this level of emotional testimony from child victims, combined with what the prosecution alleges as a mountain of prior warnings, what's your honest assessment here of where the trial is headed for Colin?
You know, I think that there's a reasonable likelihood of conviction. I think the defense is going to try to limit the heart-wrenching facts that are going to come forward, but the jury's going to be entitled to hear. Four people died. And the circumstances under which they died. Now, they're probably not going to be able to get into all the blood and guts and stuff like that. But certainly the jury's going to look at this. Four deaths. What was the source of that? What was the instrument that was used? From whom was that provided? And all of that points to Colin Gray.
Do you think this will change anything? Is this going to make anybody smarter? Is this going to make the parents out there, the Colin Grays of the world, that are so ignorant and so stupid that when they have a mentally ill child, they still get them the weapon because it's their right? I mean, I'm not against having weapons, so nobody take me that way. I'm saying I'm against mentally ill people, and I'm against adults arming their children that are mentally ill. But I think you probably have to be somewhat mentally ill yourself to think it okay to harm your mentally ill child. Is it going to change anything at the end of the day? Is it going to make the, well, I don't want to get in trouble? Is that going to change those folks, or are they already that far gone that, you know, they don't even know this is happening to begin with?
That's unclear, but what I'm hoping is that organizations like the NRA and organizations that really advocate and educate gun owners become more involved and sort of say, hey, look, for better or for worse, this is what the criminal justice system is doing when it comes to firearms and parents. This is what you need to know about the risks. This is what you need to know about ensuring that this doesn't happen and also, you know, protecting your own ass as a parent. And perhaps some of these sources like the NRA, you know, these potential parents would listen to them more than, you know, somebody talking on a news station or something. So I'm just wondering if sort of the gun lobby and the gun folks might become more involved and might print out some more warnings and some more education on stuff like this.
Something.
Anything.
Something.
Something. Anything
like an electric shock collar that you put on your arm, and when your child picks up the weapon, it buzzes you. And you're like, oh, bad. No, put gun down. Bad. I don't know. I mean, because educating and informing and that, you know, it completely eludes a jackass like Colin Gray. So hopefully I don't know. Hopefully something. Very interesting to see this finally being prosecuted, and hopefully this will bring a lot more accountability to those that deserve it. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, as always, thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. Let's get your thoughts in the comment section, Substack, or on YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Just search that. The links are in the descriptions. We'd love to get your feedback on this and any of the stories that we're following for you right here. Until next time, for Eric, Stacey, and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.